Iran's Revolutionary Guard today ruled out any talks with the U.S. aimed at getting Tehran to give up its nuclear program. This as tensions grew with a new show of force in the region. Here's David Martin.
A carrier strike group has already passed through the Suez Canal, and B-52 bombers already landed at an airbase in the Persian Gulf. But the Pentagon is sending even more forces to back up its warnings to Iran. Patriot air defense missiles, an amphibious assault ship, a nuclear-powered submarine, along with fresh supplies of precision-guided weapons, are all on their way in response to intelligence reports Iran is preparing to attack American troops or diplomats. Secretary of State Pompeo has warned any attacks will be answered with a swift and decisive U.S. response. In an interview with Margaret Brennan for Face the Nation, former Defense Secretary Robert Gates said he's worried the stage is being set for a conflict neither side wants.
If the Iranians make the mistake of launching an attack in the Persian Gulf on an American warship, the administration probably won't have any alternative but to retaliate.
The carrier Lincoln must first pass by Yemen, where Iranian-backed rebels have in the past fired missiles at American ships. And once it arrives at the entrance to the Persian Gulf, it will be operating under the noses of Iran's hardline Revolutionary Guard units. David Martin, CBS News, the Pentagon.